Se traga el sol en el horizonte y el nervioso mar se va calmando. Se oyen los arrullos de sirena embobando al cielo con su canto.
Brillan las estrellas en la noche, la nube viajera va flotando. La luna reposa entre silencio de ese gran Caribe descansando.
Solo el tiburón sigue despierto.
Welcome to Voices from the Frontline, segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming worldwide on the web at kpfk.org. My name is Damon Azali, and I'm here with my co-host, Manuel Criollo. In March of 1968, hundreds of East Los Angeles Chicano students walked out from their schools protesting educational injustice and the racism of the school system, known as the Chicano Blowout. Students demanded improved conditions in their schools, bilingual education, and more Chicano teachers and administrators. Director Edward James Olmos and producer Montezuma Espaza are going to be joining us today, talking about their new film about the Chicano Blowout. It's called Walkout, to be aired soon on HBO. For our third segment, we will be talking to Greg Akili, the senior political community organizer from SEIU Local 1000 and a member of the Executive Committee of Community Call to Action and Accountability. Akili will be joining us to discuss the latest about the Devin Brown shooting case, as well as the recent LAPD, or the recent sheriff's shooting of Elio Carrion. So right now we're here with, back with Edward James Olmos right after this minute.
Welcome back. We'd like to welcome Edward James Olmos to the show. Mr. Olmos has starred in numerous well-known films such as Stand and Deliver, Talent for the Game, My Family, Mi Familia, and Selena. As a community activist, he's been involved with Juvenile Diabetes Foundation, the AIDS Awareness Foundation, and the UCLA Mentoring Program, among many others. We're very pleased to have Edward James Olmos on the show to discuss his latest film, Walkout, about the Chicano blowouts of 1968. Welcome to the show, Edward James Olmos.
It's a pleasure to be here with you guys, and thank you very much for the invitation.
No, of course. So, you know, I wanted to start first to see how you got involved in this project. How long has it been in the making? And, I mean, I'm assuming that you are from that time period, and I wanted to know if you had been a direct participant during that time period.
Actually, at that moment in time, I was a working musician. And I'd been working, I just graduated from college in 68 and was working on the Sunset Strip 7 nights a week. And so it was a little difficult for me to participate in the walkouts at that time. But and we didn't even really hear about them in the news. It wasn't like it was really a big issue for anybody. I think they mentioned it as we went into the research. We started to realize that very little was mentioned, and basically none of the real confrontation was ever reported on the news. That was only found out after in 1995 when documented footage was discovered by Susan Rocha and Hector Galan, who did a four-hour series on Mexican Americans in the United States of America called Chicano.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in that, they had 1 hour for the walkouts, the blowouts of 1968, and they discovered the documented footage, and it showed the beatings, and it showed what went on, and they did a very, very wonderful job. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've been trying to make the movie, and Mokde, who actually participated, he was a sophomore at the time, in '68, and he was actually one of the people who organized the walkouts. And he's been trying to get it made, and finally we got the money from HBO. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be on HBO on March 18th of this year.
How appropriate, right?
Yep. Right. It's almost to the day mm-hmm. when the things happened. And I think people will find it to be a most extraordinary story. I've only found a couple of stories that I've actually taken the time that it takes to actually mm-hmm. direct them, and this is one of them.
What have you tried to portray in the film? I mean, is it more a period piece or a tribute to that time period, or maybe in some ways a reflection in contrast to where we're at in the community now?
Yes, in actuality, we stayed pretty true to the facts as we found out, as we started to uncover more and more of the stuff when we started doing interviews. It's been about 5 years in the making, which actually the first script mm. and story done by Victor Villaseñor was about 6 years ago. And then Ernie Contreras jumped on board also. And there's been about five writers who have been aboard trying to get it together. And Tim Sexton was the last one that we had who did the final polish on it. And then I took over and I started to write on the piece myself along with Robert Young. And it's probably the depiction, I would say, is pretty close to the students that we follow. The depiction is that of them and what happened to them and how they changed. And it really is seen through the eyes of the women who really were strong components of the blowouts, and especially one by Paula Crisostomo, who it's really her point of view that we follow the story with. And, of course, characters like Moctezuma Esparza, who we'll be speaking with you in just a little bit, mm-hmm. Was one of the real large components, along with people like Vicky Castro and Bobby Verdugo and his wife, Yoli, and... at that time, they were just boyfriend and girlfriend in high school, and now they've been together since those days of high school. They've been married since then. And also, one of the key components of the whole situation was a teacher by the name of Sal Castro, who really was the person who motivated the students to understand who and what their lives were all about. And he started a leadership conference back in 1963, which still continues today. They just had another one this last November, and he does it twice a year. He'll have another one coming up in March again, end of March, beginning of April. He'll have another one, and it's 3 days, a weekend, where they get kids from all over the Los Angeles area, Chicano kids, to come together and meet each other. And there's about 125 to 150 students who get together up at Camp Hess Kramer, which is in Malibu. And he would take them up there, and he's been taking them up there since 1963, to really give them a solid understanding of their power and their strength as individuals and as Chicanos living in the world today. And he's really the man who forged an understanding of the blowouts and how to really make them into what they became. And it's really a very pronounced story of what happened, and people are going to be amazed when they see and feel what they're going to feel during this documentation of human behavior, which we've done. I can honestly tell you that it's based on true events, facts that happened during that period of time. It's fictionalized, so it's a dramatic piece of work, but I must say that it's very, very powerful, and I'm very grateful that I was given the opportunity to live my life the way I have lived it, to be prepared to take on this responsibility, because this is something that had to be understood, and now that it's been understood, I think people are really, really thankful.
That's where I wanted to go with you. I mean, in terms of, obviously for that time period, I'm assuming that you must have been really impacted by the time period, the Chicano movement, and obviously the Black movement in many ways. I know that one of your first big breaks was the Suit film with Luis Valdez and the great accolades that came with that. Do you think in many ways now that there is a much larger middle class of Chicanos who've successfully made it. Do you think there's a reciprocation of going back into the community? And I know that you have become a really strong activist. But, you know, people of my age, I generally feel like most of us who went to college don't have that sort of sense of responsibility of people who came out of that generation. Do you think that's true? Or do you think, have you seen something different in the time period that you've sort of grown up and evolved as a human being?
Yeah, I think that you have to remember what the 60s brought about. There was the Vietnam War was in full tilt. It started back in about 62 and 63, even though they claimed that it didn't start till 65 and 66. But we were already doing work and causing a lot of havoc in trying to understand our position over in that part of the world. And at that time, the Beatles had hit, the Stones had hit, the music was changing radically from Elvis and what I consider to be, Pat Boone era. And it got to be really, really strong conviction to music, and then especially in around 67 and 68 became a very decisive year. Of course, 68 brought about the Chicago 7, which was a Democratic convention where it was a major, major confrontations between civilians and police departments. And, of course, the biggest one was the Chicano moratorium, which was in 1969-70, when that took place really became a very difficult time for the Chicano movement and probably was embedded strongly in the minds of everybody. But in this exact time period of March, Cesar Chavez had started and was finishing up his first major fast. He had spent 24 days, I think, fasting, or 23 days fast already by the time they walked out. And when he finished his fast was on the 11th. And I think that the walkouts finished on the 10th, so he kind of consumed all of the strength of media attention at that time for the Chicano movement, which he rightfully should at that moment in time, except where people didn't realize what had happened to these students who tried to bring about a change by doing something that they were, capable of doing in this country, which is a nonviolent social change done by merely walking out of their classrooms. And with that walkout came about one of the strongest indictments of how the grown-up or the society deals with children when they start to raise their voices in unison and over issues that they had all the right in the world to do. Just after this event, they assassinated Martin Luther King and in April, and then just a couple of months later, they assassinated Robert Kennedy.
Who had come out, right? Who had come out during the
blowouts. Kennedy came out for the blowouts, and he also came out to try to help Cesar Chavez with his fast and get him off the fast because he had spent 28 days and he was dying. And it was a very tumultuous time in the history of this country and in the history of us as a people. And boy, I tell you, the Chicano movement is a movement that once you start to study it, you start to realize what a profound effect it's had on the entire United States of America as a whole.
Oh, look at our mayor, right? Our mayor
comes out of that kind of
the movement. And
yeah, he was there. He was there at the walkouts, too.
Mm-hmm. How was it the process of talking to relatively younger actors who probably, I know some of them come out of political backgrounds, some probably did not. How was that process of doing that educational process between who were they trying to portray and sort of the time period, given that, we do live in a very scary period where, most people in this country have agreed with the war. I mean, there's been obviously an uprising of voices against the war, but generally, we were pretty quiet about it, and generally, a lot of folks are not doing much activism and not doing much in the community. How was that process in relationship to a lot of the actors and even the crew itself?
Well, I think the crew and everybody were shocked when they started to see the footage that we brought to the forefront And we started to really research the material. People started to get more and more understanding of who the Mexican American or the Chicano is today, and what are they come from. And a lot of the kids that we're working with, us, of course, were not born yet. And most of the main lead actress, Alexa Vega, she is 16 years old when she did the movie.
Wow.
Now she just turned 17 this last month. Michael Pena is like 29 years old, 28 years old.
He was in Crash, right?
Yeah, he was in Crash. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's done a lot of work, and he's very, very strong and very good. He plays Sal Castro, the teacher. And most of the kids in the movie range from say 17 to say 24, 25, and they're all young, very strong Latino actors, kids, and they learned so much from having to go. They were lucky; they got to go to the Chicano Leadership Conference. They got to see the documentation. They got to read a lot of the testimony and the oral history that was put forth by many of the people, if not all the people that we portray on the screen. And so all the actors had a tremendous amount of information given to them to work with, and that made them very strong in what they were doing, and made them very believable.
Did you guys do some process of meeting, obviously I'm assuming Moctezuma must have been there almost every day, but them meeting actually like Vicky Castro and Carlos Montes?
Yeah,
was there that type
of
interaction?
They were all around us. At all times they were around us. And there was never a day that went by that up to 15 to 20 of them were around us. I know at the City Hall, all of them were there. And there's a big finale of the movie. That was at the steps of the City Hall and around the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to where I wanted to go. To talk a little bit about, do you feel for yourself and for people of your generation that you still have those values of rebellion and of, sort of self-determination for Chicano people? Things that came out of that period that gave people pride and some ethic toward the community, some love for the community. Do you believe that many people of your generation still maintain that love? I mean, you've been a great example, you and Moctezuma and other people, but do you think many of people in your generation have been able to maintain that sort of hopeful view of our history?
I think that in many ways, many of us still continue, but I got to say that it's not for us to continue. It's for the youth of today to pick up the banner and start to understand their part and their understanding and their commitment to their lives and the lives of the next generations to come, their children. A lot of our the people that were with us are gone. They've died for different reasons, and those of us that are still alive and working towards the common good of all people, not just the Latinos, but all people, we really are. We're getting up there in the age, and that doesn't slow you down. It actually makes you move a little stronger. You have wisdom on your side, and you move with much more decisiveness. This making of this movie was very exact. We did it in 25 days.
Wow.
It was a 44-day shoot, and I shot it in 25 days with the help of Robert Young and myself teaming together to make this thing possible. And then a great crew and a great ensemble of actors and the great help of HBO, who gave us the money to do the picture. And it was not an easy jaunt, and still isn't. And the present time, right at this exact moment, I've just stepped out of the final mixing room here, and we're mixing the final score to the, and we're putting all of the sound and all the audio to visual is being done right now, in the final mix, and it's a very important time of the picture. But I got to say to everybody that this is the kind of movie that will be really something to say thank you to the people who made it possible for us to make it, because basically in 100 years from today, it'll be one of the documents or one of the means of understanding what happened during the 60s mm-hmm. in a certain part of the United States that it wasn't really marked down or taken note of. And it'll also be a situation of bringing a sense of pride and self-esteem and self-respect to an entire culture that has not enough of that going on in its life, which is really easy to detect when you start to see the kind of behavior that the children are into.
Mm-hmm.
When you have self-esteem, when you have self-respect, when you have self-worth, you really don't want to do yourself any harm. And, you want to be the best that you can be, whatever it is that you want to do. But you don't want to hurt yourself, and you sure don't want to hurt anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have that is when things start to get tough, and then you don't mind standing in harm's way, and you don't mind, inflicting harm on others. And that's really, really what we have to be careful of.
Mm-hmm.
And, hopefully this film will give them and people who see it, whether they be Chicano or not, because this can be relating to all humankind, no matter what culture you are, to show the strength of the youth and the strength of what happens when there's unification of the young mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Edward James Olmos. I know that you're also in a tight budge there, but we just really like thank you. You've been listening to Voices from the Frontlines on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. And we will be right back with Moctezuma Esparza. Thank you.